Ayad told us how King himself had taken music lessons on that keyboard. Not one of the middle child's fondest childhood memories, if I remember correctly. We'd also learned a few other things about Martin Luther King Jr. He'd attended elementary and high school nearby, and college across town at Morehouse. In 1954, the Dexter Avenue Baptist Church in Montgomery, Alabama, called him to be its pastor. But in 1955, when Rosa Parks was denied a seat in the front of the bus, for 381 days, he led the Montgomery transit boycott. In 1957, he became president of the fledgling Southern Christian Leadership Conference. 3 years later, he moved back to Atlanta and shared the pastor's pulpit with his father at the Ebenezer Baptist Church, which still stands just down the street. From there, he evolved into the heart and soul of a great movement. So many memorable speeches. Two massive legislative successes with the Civil Rights and Voting Rights Acts, a Nobel Peace Prize, 30 arrests for the cause, all leading to Memphis and April 4th, 1968, when an assassin's bullet ended his life. He'd been but 39 years old.